This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon.
Hello, Anna Smurfy. Welcome back, girlfriend.
Konnichiwa.
She made it back alive.
Konnichiwa. Tim-san, Tim Murphy-san, everyone else, how are you going?
Well, very good, actually. It's Dali.
I did make it back.
Dali?
Dali-san?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know.
Dolly.
Arigato. It's the only thing I said all week, arigato.
How are you feeling? Do you want to just explain to our listening audience that you spent 9 days with our mother in Japan?
I think you've just explained it.
But I want to hear it from your version, which is a lot.
Oh, it's too soon. We'll get into that after the break.
Right,
Let's just say I feel like I need an Order of Australia medal. Just for getting through.
No, how did her little Christian feet go around there in Japan? Were those little bunions on those Christian feet?
Sure, the religion needed to come into that. But I think she's tired now. Everyone's a bit weary at the end of a big week.
Yeah, you both look wrecked when you got off the plane yesterday.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, she hadn't slept for a long time.
No, so
she panics.
A light sleeper anyway.
Yeah.
And doesn't sleep well at the best of times and so doesn't take any sleeping tablets with her.
So
to a foreign country when she's not with Dad. So she literally did not sleep from the week before the trip and then another 9 days after that.
So 9 days, a little 74-year-old with no sleep, a little kooky anyway.
10-minute intervals, I think, and everything woke her up. And there's me just sleeping.
Snoring like her. Snoring her ass
unconscious.
Off over there on the other side.
Well done.
Yeah, good.
Oh, well.
I love you. Please tell later on the story that you lost the toilet.
But we'll get into that
very soon.
Toilets were a very big feature of my 9 days away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they usually are on Asian holidays, but when you go with your 74-year-old mother, that conversation gets a little trying after a while. Anyway, moving on.
Got a message that's come in, says, "Hi, Ratbags. Love the Dean and Tim show last week. Oh, and welcome back, Anna. Could you please play Taylor Swift Me for me?" That's from Conrad.
Right, that's not the way to go about it.
Listen, admittedly, Tim and I had a lot of fun last week.
But do you know what? It's great to be back anyway.
But it lacks a certain substance without you.
Mm.
There's a certain shine that doesn't happen when it's only the two of us.
Substance, translate, craziness. I'll take that. I think in my old age I'm getting soft.
Oh.
Well, in more than one way. There's a lot of fried food over there, I'm telling you right now. No, small portions. That's why that lovely nation is so tiny. We were looking at some of the food that was served up and just thinking, is that it? But that should be it because it's all deep fried. Anyway, I digress. I sat on the plane watching movies and I watched Green Book. Great movie. Go and see it.
Oh, my God. I've been meaning to see that one. Yes.
Oh, heaven. 5 out of 5.
Mm.
And then I watched Bohemian Rhapsody again. And last year when I watched that with my friend, we might have got carried away in the gold class. So that was like seeing it for the first time, if you know what I mean. Cried at that as well. Then I started watching A Star Is Born. Ran out of time because we were about to land, so that was halfway.
You didn't miss anything.
No, listen, I saw that last year with Dean and my best mate for my birthday, and some listeners might remember. We went to Elsternwick, and the cinema had a weird karaoke night beforehand. It was very traumatic, and my friend is still not recovered. So none of us really found A Star Is Born that troubling or that poignant or whatever. We just sort of all walked out and went, not sure what the fuss is about, because I think we were scarred. I watched the rest of that movie at God knows what time, midnight Australian time, on the way home from Osaka on Saturday night. I watched it. I had 2 seats of my own and we're in the dark and I may have had a vodka. And I was sitting in the dark and watching the rest of this movie and I was inconsolable. I cried so much.
Oh, that's the vodka doll.
I know.
That's spending how many days had you been with mum at that point?
Do you think I was crying because I'd been with mum?
Yeah, I think it had to come out somewhere. It just happened to be while A Star Is Born.
9 days of biting my tongue. I'm surprised
I've
got one.
I have to say that part at the end when the dog sits out by...
So sad. No, don't. Stop it.
Right?
Oh, my God.
So I get it.
I was concerned at one point because I was crying so much I didn't have tissues and I was just there. And the light was coming from the screen onto my face, and the air hostess kept walking past, and I had to keep putting my hand up because I didn't want her to ask me if there's something wrong.
Yeah, you are illuminated.
I'm literally just sitting there howling, crying. I had to take myself to the bathroom and clean myself up. I looked like I'd just been at a funeral.
Yeah,
it was not okay.
No. It's mum. It's mum. It's not the movie. I'm telling you, you just don't get it. God. I haven't prepared all that much. We're doing a few movie review bits and pieces today, aren't we?
Oh, we clearly are.
Because last Monday, Tim and I did the show, and then I got hijacked to go and see The Avengers Endgame. I do like them. I like superhero movies, but I've always thought that The Avengers was kind of your B-grade superhero. You're not quite your Batmans or your...
It's your Captain America and stuff, isn't it?
And it
is that right? Have I got that right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's Captain America and it's some raccoon thing. I haven't seen any of
that. Some raccoon thing.
There was a raccoon thing in another character. There was lots of characters in it. Things from, you know, Black Panther, those people
Guardians.
Were in it.
Is the Galaxy, really Guardians of the Galaxy. Or is this
so it was everyone from Marvel Comics was in this movie. It was like a see you later. Avengers. See you later. We don't want to do this anymore. Robert Downey Jr., who plays Iron Man, actually looked during the movie like he was begging the directors and producers to kill him off. That's how over it he was. And I didn't realise this thing went for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
3 hours. Now, for all those Avenger fans out there who think, oh, my God, it was the best movie ever. Why is it? Why was it? No, it's not. It wasn't. It wasn't great. It was dragged out. And all they did is pull in all the Marvel Comics superheroes to make it like a big party of superhero people. It was awful. There's no storyline. It's dreadful.
Do you know?
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. 3 hours, I can never get that back, ever.
I just did 9 days without mum, and I don't feel like there's much difference between what's going on in here and what was happening over
that
there.
That thing cost $356 million.
Oh, my.
What a waste of time. You could have got that done in an hour. Like, seriously, you need three, drag it out. I don't even know how half of them were. Like, if you did miss the other 10 shows, movies, you were lost.
Well, one would ask the question, if you've missed the other 10 movies, why would you go and see
people when it's laughing. The best movie they've ever seen in their entire life? Why? What is going on? I'm done. That's it. It's my movie review.
I feel really...
what?
I always feel like I've been at, you know, one of those evangelical churches. I've just been shouted at.
How was the temperature in Japan?
Okay, so this was a very strange event for me because I'm quite used to going to Asia, but every time I go, it's hot as hell.
Yes.
It's always hot.
Well, it depends on where you go, yeah.
Well, yeah, but every time I've gone, it's just been like one of those cultural shocks for me because, I'm not great in the heat, as we all know. And then, you know, usually the smell and the noise and the beeping and the everything else.
But you keep going back.
None of that.
No, you won't get any of that there.
You don't get any of that there. They're so polite. It's so amazingly clean. Mm. It was cold when we got there, 8 degrees when we landed. Mm. So I felt like I'd landed in Sydney at one point. I just thought, this doesn't really feel like I'm in an Asian country. So for the first couple of days, Tokyo was a bit cool. Then we went to Mount Fuji and that was bloody freezing.
You're a person who embraces the cold, loves the cold.
That's what I was going to say. I loved it. I was really happy.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh, yeah. I was really happy because the last thing I needed to deal with, with 80 people on a triple deal and my mum was the heat as well. I'm telling you right now. So I was stoked. I even posted about it. Like, you know, anyone that knows me, I'm really happy because this. So that lasted for 2 days. And then we went south and then it just started getting hot again. So by the time we finished on Saturday, it was 30 degrees in Osaka with what seemed like every member of the Chinese and Japanese communities all together all at once in the shopping mall.
Yes.
Which, for those that know me as well, I'm not great with shopping or being too hot. So.
How was that little Christian woman of ours? Was she all right?
There was moments, and I will just say this with love, but I have never encountered, like, we all know me, I can be dramatic, we know that. I can overthink
understatement.
Things. We Slightly. Know that. No, I own that. That's fine. But I've never in my life encountered someone who can go from zero. If zero is calm, and then 100 is pure panic. She goes from, I honestly was calling her panicky Pam in my head, because she goes from 0 to 150 just like in the snap of the fingers, and nothing's happened. And I'm thinking to myself, I've been to a lot of Asia. Japan's probably the easiest. They're very polite people. They let you into a queue. You're not, like, they're very helpful. Everything's clean. It's really not difficult. And then Mum's like, do you want to go to India together? No, I don't think,
No, I couldn't deal with the text messages.
I don't think so.
It'd be terrible.
So, anyway, I will splatter you out with some more Japan fodder through the day. But to be honest, I'm just trying to work out who I am.
Murphy's Law. Just wait. I'll just wait till Annie puts her headphones on.
I'm with you.
Oh, are you? Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, I thought you might have still been on the plane.
I didn't really understand why you were whispering.
I don't know. I just wanted to see how long it took you to realise that we were on.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Actually, Brad has taken umbrage with the fact that you bagged out
the Avengers review.
Well, it wasn't really a review.
The end game.
It was just a scathing attack because you didn't like it.
Was it just?
Yeah. Brad says, build a bridge, Dean Murphy. The movie does have a storyline to it.
Really?
Just because you hadn't gone to see any of the preceding movies is not the director's fault for your lack of understanding.
I don't think
you
Brad likes
wouldn't
me.
Expect to watch the final of RuPaul's Drag Race and understand the entire season.
I do understand the entire
why
season.
Should
I've
this
never
movie
watched an episode. I've seen the ads for it. It all looks the same. All those drag things are exactly the same.
I didn't think that I would ever get on to this, but
I'm joking.
I am 11
I've got
seasons
friends
in.
Who are drag queens.
And can I have a word without
sure.
you bipping all over it? I will just say that I am in season 11 and it is very similar. So yeah, I think you could.
See, you
could
tune, told you.
You could tune into the finale and watch it.
I do love, Dean, how you've written off the whole Avengers gang and got them all offside, and now the drag race people too. So well done.
No one's, only Brad, who doesn't like me anyway.
Oh,
I'm assuming.
It's not. Do you know what?
He just sent a few messages in.
All of the RuPaul's drag race people and the Avengers crowd have tuned out.
I'm open for criticism. What?
Now you're going to put all the Eurovision people offside. How many people are out there still listening? Is there any? Do we have any listeners left?
No, not many. One of my favourite episodes of The Simpsons was the three-eyed fish.
Yes.
Blinky.
Toxic thing.
Blinky.
Yeah. Blinky, the
radioactive
fish,
wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's one better. In our own backyard, people.
Oh.
Wildlife authorities in northern Australia probably did a double take after the sighting along a highway of a three-eyed snake. Yeah. Three-eyed three-eyed snake.
Is that a euphemism for somebody doing a nudie run?
Me down the highway with my three-eyed snake. 16 inches, this thing. It's a baby carpet python. They've named it Monty Python. But the funniest thing about this whole story is it was found in a town called Humpty Doo.
Oh, yeah, on Humpty Doo.
Yeah.
It's in the outback.
Is there a place actually called Humpty Doo?
About 3 hours south of Darwin.
Does anyone actually live in Humpty Doo?
Yeah, a couple of people, yes.
Is there a pub in Humpty Doo?
No.
Wow.
No pub.
No, not even a post office.
Well, there you go. Oh, you learn something every day, don't you? I feel like I need to go there and see this.
See, where we went wrong is we told him to research the Avengers.
Yeah. I love your, when the mics are on, your directions, Tim. I wasn't too sure what you were saying.
Did you not get that?
I did, because you want me to talk about a man who was dashed to a hospital after he shot himself in the penis. And what you were doing, I wasn't too sure what you were doing.
What?
But he shot himself in his tallywhacker. Peter Jacobson.
You said his name, Peter.
Peter Jacobson, yes. Alleged he had a .22 caliber gun, dropped it out of his pocket, hit the ground, and fired into his... John Donson. Is it
Long Johnson?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of names for penises. Let's just stick with penises. And that was in Nebraska. It's a good story. Apparently his treatment in hospital is going okay, but there's some gruesome injuries to his genitalia or his genitals.
I'm just wondering why we're discussing this. I'm just not sure why.
Because we needed a story where we could say penis. Happens
enough.
On our show a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And use.
Oh, I've been away for 2 weeks. It's like I've forgotten how to walk.
Don't you know you drive me crazy?
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
Arigato! the colder outbound has a grey fog-like dot on it, so seeing Mount Fuji will not be possible. There's no information. Eastern outbound can't find the flush button, but has found the music button, and spray up the jacksie was quite nice at 19 minutes. The Monash outbound booked the tour and didn't realise it was Golden Week and are now queuing for absolutely everything at 67 minutes. And the Princess Freeway outbound, is on the bullet train at 12 minutes. That's your Japanese-inspired traffic.
I like that one. I thought it was quite good.
Arigato.
How's your jet lag going? Because you seem really good and on it.
I'm not very good.
you actually look Japanese.
Hey.
Some messages coming through this afternoon on 0433 107. No, what are we? I definitely gave my mobile phone number out. No, that's what was I thinking of? That's my number.
I thought.
0427 join 949. Sorry. This is not Grinder. Don't just give out your phone number willy nilly.
8 years.
Sorry.
I was thinking, why are you giving your number out?
I have no idea. This one came through from, is it Loe?
Loe. Hello. It says, hello, Loe. It says Loe and Loe, then it says Loe at the bottom. So, I don't know.
Love the show.
Love the show and agree with the Drag Race Avengers chat.
Oh, look, for all of you missed out, I might have bagged out RuPaul's Drag Race and the Avengers in a matter of
Well, it doesn't matter. Everyone switched off. They're only going to tune back in later for the glow show. You know, have you guys done touring on like a group tour type situation?
No.
Or Dean Murphy?
I went on a boat.
Yeah.
It was a bus about boat.
Okay, well, that's kind of similar.
Yeah, I guess.
I actually did say at about day 7, we were sitting having some dinner and I said, Dean Murphy would have been great for 2 days on this because he would have had all the old dears all excited and laughing and have all their names and stories, and then he would have flown himself home. He would have
really
just aborted mission and just gone, I'm not doing this. Whoa. See ya. Yeah, so in touring you're stuck on. So I didn't expect, I've done small group tours.
Yes.
In Vietnam and I've done India.
You've done a few of them.
Yeah, so mini bus type things. Yep. So it's like 15 people. We get to the airport and there's 80 people waiting for the tour buses to arrive. So that was a bit of a shock for me because I thought, here, and everyone was pretty, I was like the youngest, as I said before, so they were all in their 70s, 60s, you know, et cetera. So we're on these two big tour buses.
Right.
Everyone has to stay on their selected buses. So, of course, very quickly you start picking out those people, you know, those ones.
There's always those people, isn't there?
There's always a couple. And there were quite a few ladies on there that looked like they had never smiled.
Right.
About anything. And there was one couple, a lady and her friend travelling together, and they'd had a fallout on the first day, and
she was
telling everyone. Now, they would have been in their 70s. She's telling everyone, oh, I'm fighting with my friend. And so it was just awkward, like, you know. But the bus was so big, you could kind of get away from that. But we were sort of commenting with the younger ones down the back and the people, you know, oh, how's them? They don't look happy about anything. They're whinging about everything, the rooms and da-da-da. And then there came a moment that we, and I say we because me by association, but mum, we became those people. And it's a really complicated...
Oh, please tell.
It's a bit of a tale,
I'm
right?
I'm dying to hear this.
Very long touring, so 6 days. We just get to Osaka. It's been really long days. Everyone's really tired. It's a lot of walking. There's a lot of going on. And I'm looking after mum everywhere.
Bad rooms and beds because it's a cheap deal.
Yes, exactly. So, and it's Golden Week, so there's no room to move in bookings. Everything's booked, right?
Done.
So we get to the hotel. But just before we get to the hotel, the tour guide just comes in broken English and says, are you happy, you two ladies and these other two girls, to go on the women's only floor?
Oh.
We said yes.
It's no problem there.
But I didn't. Sure. There was no explanation as to why. So we were just, okay, sure. Then we get there frazzled, but we got the keys first, which was amazing because usually you're waiting for over an hour to get your room. So up we go. And as soon as you open the doors, it just was like chloriney smell from the bathhouse. So the women's bathhouse was on that level.
Which is not a bad smell.
No. Clean. It was fine, but it was like, oh, okay, this is feeling saunerish type thing. So anyway, we get to the room and I open the door and the door's open, my bag's in front of the door. Now, up until this point, every other hotel we'd had was quite decent size and every bathroom was tiny, but it had the toilet, the basin and the shower. Like, so this one, when I looked in, there was just a basin and a little seat under it and a shower.
No toilet.
Well, there was, and I'm looking into this room, which was tiny, and I just, I'm beside myself by this stage. And all of a sudden I thought, because in Vietnam when I did the small tour years ago, I'd had to use a communal bathroom out of the room. And I was doing a cheap tour like this. So I've just instantly in my head gone, oh, this is why they want us on the women's only floor, because we're going to have to use a communal bathroom, right?
Not a big deal.
No, but then I've told mum, so she's lost it.
Oh, no, that's no good.
Fair enough. She's 74 and she needs to get up a few times in the night and all that sort of stuff. So she's like, so I said, I'll go down and sort. No, we'll take the bags, everything. So I even went back into this room and went, hang on a second, I'm not sure. I was like, look, I like pushed on the wall at one point. I was like,
like a gunny was going to come out of the wall.
Is it hidden? Like, what's going on? Anyway. So we went downstairs, get there, and everyone else is queuing up, and we walked out, and mum's shaking her head, and they're like, what's wrong with the room? And so I'm like, oh, there's no toilet, like quietly do it, and they're like, what? No toilet? I said, no, it's probably just us. So I go to the Japanese lady, there's no toilet in the bathroom. She goes, yes, there is. I'm like, no, there's not. Yes, there is. Are you sure every room has a toilet? I go, where is it? I'll go back up. Behind the door that I'd opened and put my bag in front of, there was another door that looked locked looked like a cupboard. So it was in there. Right?
So it was in the cupboard.
God. So by this point in time, yes. Mum has cracked it and she's not happy with the size of the room. Like, she's really tired. She hasn't slept all week. So not happy with it. We're going down. We're going to go and change the rooms. So she goes downstairs and then does exactly what we'd bagged these women out earlier in the week, went up to the tour guide and goes, not happy with our room at all, like, you know, with that face. No, and I'm like, oh my God, this poor Japanese lady's like really cute. And she's like, okay, I'm sorry. And, you know, we're trying to see if there's any other rooms. It wasn't. And I'm really getting embarrassed by now because I'm thinking, I'm an idiot. I've really started this toilet gate situation. It's no good. And so anyway, she said, head honcho is coming tonight with the credit card machine. Can you tell her your feedback? Sure. So we go and have a drink, calm down. I'm fine because I've had a drink.
But our tired Christian mother.
Little mum. He walks back across the road to line up to see this woman and there's a whole group of women on the tour and she just decides to announce to all of them that she's going into battle. And then they're like, what? And I go, oh, no, you're not.
She's like,
I'm not happy with the room. And so then all these people who were earlier complaining go, what do you expect from what you paid? It's a 2-for-1 tour. And I'm like, oh, my God.
She's offside
everyone.
Oh, my God.
Now we're like, why did we have to share that with the whole group? So we became those people.
Good on you. Can we give her the clap for that?
That was great. Your mum and you're touring together. So by association, it was me as well. But I actually didn't say anything. I created the drama. I keep saying to people, I'm so sorry I started this because I couldn't.
But that's the story of your life, isn't it? You've done a lot of that over the years. Would you go away with your parents?
Yes, I would like to know that too.
Because it's a brave person. Love them dearly. They're gorgeous people, but I don't think I could do a 9-day tour as you've done with Dorothy Faye.
No.
Because she's a talker too, isn't she? Loves the chat.
Yeah, so like, just to give you a snapshot of mum. Hi, if you're listening, she won't be, but you're walking down the street in Osaka and it's chockers and there's things going on and there's lots to see and you're in Japan and it's amazing. Everything's, you know. And all of a sudden, Faye's in my ear going, that's like this story of this woman and she was great and it was in the 20s and in Paris and she was a real go-getter.
Oh my
and I'm thinking,
God.
What are you talking about? Something links and then that just comes out the mouth. So if anyone wonders why you are listening to what's happening here out of my mouth, it's because I'm related to her. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That explains it.
Yes.
But
the greatest thing of all happened
on that tour.
Oh.
So 2 days ago, last day, we'd been hanging out with specific people. You know, you find your group. So we were hanging out with them and I hadn't seen them the day before because they went to Hiroshima. I like my accent, by the way. Sorry, any Japanese people out there, but I do. And they came back and she came up to me, the wife, so it's a couple, and she said to me, Anna, I thought you were 30. Can I get the baby's on clap?
Oh, that's just brilliant. And you'll never hear that again.
That was the greatest moment of my life to this point in time.
So good. Was she drunk? Where was her guide dog?
This is the last day. And I said to her, I feel every one of my 45 years right now. You have made my life.
Oh, that's an awesome story. Well, last week we talked about vuvus, things that were put in a vuvu.
For JJ.
Did we? I don't know if we got round to it.
Didn't we? No, I think we did. I think we blurted it out.
In the history of women having vaginas, have they ever been called
and stuff.
A vuvu?
Remember that? No, shake your lettuce?
Yeah. I think think that was even that one.
Anyway, there's another story
why
here.
I feel like I'm not in the room. No. Do you realise I am in the room?
Yes, you are. We can't quite believe what we're saying here, but the list of invisible foreign objects women are inserting into their vuvuzas.
No. So this is, you didn't hear me. I don't think in the history of vaginas have they ever been called vuvuzas.
No. It should be. The vuvu.
With a French accent. It doesn't make it better because you're saying vuvu. I'm just saying.
What else can we call it?
Vajayjay as usual.
Oh, vajayjay.
Yeah.
The Gigi.
The Vajuts.
Vajuts.
Hot on the heels of the health warning about putting garlic in your vajayjay.
Did you talk about that? Did you? Have you talked?
Yeah, Tim brought up something the other day about.
I think we spoke about it off air last week. I don't think either of us.
I thought
felt
we were talking
qualified.
About shaking the lettuce thing on air, but anyway. Now, this time, it's aimed at women who might be tempted to use the sea sponge instead of a tampon.
What? Oh, gross.
Well, I'm not making this up.
People
I'm just
are
reading
disgusting.
The story.
Who thinks these things up?
Well, it could be a cheaper option.
That's disgusting in itself.
Yeah. How did we get onto this story and why did you make me read it?
So,
I don't want to read it.
No, so it was hot on the heels of doctors urging women to stop putting garlic in their vaginas, right? So this is a thing. This year alone, doctors have already warned women not to put bath bombs, parsley.
Oh, don't do bath bombs. Oh, not parsley. There's an awful smell after that.
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
And don't you dare have this conversation in this article and say smell in the same sentence. How dare you?
Next will be pickles from Macca's.
People could be eating KFC chips and they're throwing them up all over the place.
Throwing them on the windows of the drive-thru. Just before that little ad break, we had Madonna's new track called, what is it called?
Medellin.
Medellin, which is not how you and I pronounced it last week when it had been released.
No, but that's what she says in the song. It's in Colombia.
Medellin and stuff.
I don't understand a word that happens in that song, to be honest.
No. Not a lot, no.
I don't have to because it's just eye candy with that, what's his name?
Maluma.
Maluma.
But the thing is, it didn't matter to anyone when Justin Bieber had that one in Spanish a couple of years ago and he
Despacito.
Got up on, yes, and he got up on the concert and people were like singing it. Guess I don't know the words. So it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't
apparently.
Matter.
Was that Maluma person in that song as
no,
well?
Well? No, totally different.
Totally different. That,
right. There's
totally
more than different. One Spanish-speaking person in the world.
Right.
More than one Colombian.
Faces and seats. Now, moving on, someone's
he
having
he can sit on my...
What?
Is that sorry?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Who, what?
Oh, I didn't think that was going to come out.
I didn't say anything.
Wow.
I've been away with my Christian 74-year-old mother.
Tim, congratulations on being with your boyfriend for 19 years. Can we have a clap? Yay!
It's your anniversary. Hello, yes, Trevor, if you're listening.
Hello, darling. Happy anniversary.
Oh, my God, they're so cute. Oh, my God, I love you.
What are you doing for your 19th? What do you do? What do you do? What do you? What is it like?
Nothing,
what
actually.
Metal is it? Is it like...
Oh, I don't know.
Is it RuPaul's Drag Race night?
Probably.
Oh, no, it's Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's Game of Thrones. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. You're like a gay success story.
You are.
I feel very privileged to know you. Because most of the people I know in relationships, they all fall apart.
Right.
You haven't.
No, that's true.
What's the secret of success, Tim?
Wine? I don't know. Compromise. Do you want a real answer?
I don't
compromise.
Know. Yes,
no?
Good. No, and you're very, very good friend, like your best mates,
yeah,
aren't you?
We genuinely do have a laugh and a chuckle together and have a good time and happy to spend time together.
Oh,
so
that's lovely.
I guess that helps.
Congratulations. Yeah, well
done.
Bring a tear to my eye.
I'd like to hear the clap again for you.
Oh, yes, yay! Give yourself the clap. Yay! And then go and see your doctor.
Don't you know? Traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, we go out to the roads for the second time tonight. The Calder Freeway is grey, like Dean's breaky, achy, dead heart. That just means there's no information still available tonight.
Wow.
Eastern outbound is representing how quickly my hair's growing back from this crappy haircut at 22 minutes. Monash outbound is in the 69th minute of the Game of Thrones episode and is quite frankly having mild anxiety. At 69 minutes. And the Princess Outbound is happily celebrating 19 years together over wine and RuPaul's Drag Race at 12 minutes.
Well,
and
that's
that
lovely.
Is
Dead heart.
Your Murphy's Law team group version of the traffic. Yes, Joel. Is that what you latched onto out of all that?
Dead
your,
heart.
You're dead. Yeah, but I said your achy, breaky dead heart.
Wow,
which kind
that,
of
that improves it.
Oh,
I feel special. You got a little puppy story.
Participate.
You?
Yeah, so I just went, as we all know, yes, but you know what? This is the only chance I'll get to talk about my holiday.
Yeah.
You stop it.
No, I won't.
Anyway, I went away and I used this site where people come and house sit for you.
Grindr.
Look after your pets. Why would I use Grindr?
Oh, no, I didn't realise it was about your pets. Sorry, I'm getting in there a bit earlier.
Is that dog here in the window?
Lovely.
Yeah, so I was very anxious leaving because it's my baby. It's the first time I'd left her.
It's hard, isn't it?
Strangers, essentially.
Well, exactly.
And so, and Willow, but Willow's quite the self-sufficient lady and has also been locked in cupboards for a couple of days at a time. So these people came in to stay, so all going well. They were sending me photos and, you know.
That's
so
cute.
That was really cute. And then we got home yesterday and I thought to myself, do you know what? She's going to go nuts. She's going to pee on the floor.
Because
she's only a puppy. She's 15 months old. She's going to pee on the floor. The amount of wee that came out of that thing yesterday when myself, mum and dad came in to bring the bags in and I let Pepper in and she weed on everything.
Yeah, but she's young and she's excited. Your mother's got a bladder like that too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. I thought I can't escape Murphy urine stories. We are very blessed here in the Joy Studios this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on to your hats. We have in studio our voiceover guy.
Hello, Joysters.
There are people pulling
and
over.
And as a visual thing, it's just like you just imagine a big pair of nuts sitting on the desk talking to us, wouldn't you? Couldn't you?
It's not far from the truth.
Oh, my God.
Okay, nutty.
The silky toes.
Okay, nuts galore.
So I'm Team Tim on this one.
Yes.
I think you need to slowly recline.
Slowly recline.
Yep.
But you also made an interesting point. You said, don't say, do you mind if I put the seat back, because you're allowing them then to have
an option. Yeah, no option.
No option. There is no option. No. I'm putting this back now, slowly.
Look, I feel sorry for the guy with the long legs on your flight who got abused by the person in front because his legs got hit by the seat. But if you've got long legs, there are aisles, seats or seats that you can get.
This person has just said never book the emergency exits because
you can't put them back.
No, because you can't put them back. So you're stuck there. You might have longer leg room.
Do they not go back?
Well, they don't for a reason, because they need to be up so they don't impede the egress during an evacuation.
Oh, well, look at you. Wow. You did learn something the whole time you were there at the
airline. I've got a question.
Yeah,
all seats decline, don't you, when you get champagne before recline, and you all seats, you get champagne before you take off.
Only in business,
darling. Oh,
but I know that because I went to Bali and had a lot of champagne. Hey, it's Monday. Yay, make Mondays great again. Woo!
Can we finish on... Hey. Wow. Look, to the listeners, you got to forgive Anna Murphy this afternoon because she's jet lagged. She's just gone off a plane. She's very busy in the head. I think the only way to get out of this is play a Taylor Swift song.
Can I just say, for those of you going, you went to Japan. Yeah. It's not really jet lag worthy. It is when you're travelling with your 75-year-old mum. I'm just telling you that right now.
The whole of Melbourne and interstate and overseas actually knows all the ins and outs of your trip with your Christian mother. Well done. Congratulations.
Great.
That's it from us. We're out of here. And, you know, it wasn't a complete train wreck. It was a bit of a plane wreck, Anna Murphy.
Oh, I like what you did with that.
Yeah. Welcome back from Japan, by the way.
Arigato.
We missed you. Yes, and all your new words.
Thank you.
And I hope you... Have you got post-traumatic stress disorder from travelling with
those? Well, I don't know. Let me post this picture to you. I went home last night and ate everything that Italy's ever produced and drank some wine
and then
ate ice cream. So, traumatized.
Yeah, back
sayonara, everyone. We are back next
That's
week.
That's it. We're out of here. Simon's in next with the news headlines. Have a good one.
Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.